of California.
Sounds very strange out here with Tom Campbell's show opener at 6 o'clock. However, you may hear it later on tonight if the voting goes the way we hope it does. It's 6 o'clock, and this is Chris Edwards with my buddy Tom.
I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny.
Put the load right on.
I picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey, Carmen, come on. Moses, there's nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Annalee company?
Chester, no, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you feed me when you can?
Right on me, baby. That's the weight. Music from Big Pink on the Chris Edwards portion of the Tom Campbell We Hope show tonight. 4 minutes after six, Tom is not here. He will not go on the air until the votes are tabulated, until we know. We got another bag of mail on Tom. Tom's not talking. This is his showtime, but he's not going to let us know exactly what happens. They're splitting the mail up. We're having our people count them now. If you want to help, if you want to volunteer in the vote counting, come on to our studios. We're just off the top of Knob Hill. We're on the corner of Pine and Mason at number 1 Knob Hill Circle. That's our studio address. If you can make it over, please do. If you can get a telegram to us by, say, 8 o'clock, voting for Tom or for Mrs. Anderson, do it. One thing upsets us, though. A telegram with about a petition with about 5,000 names was passed around San Mateo yesterday or today. And falsely given as a petition for Tom Campbell, and it turns out it was a petition in favor of Mrs. Anderson's views, and there's 5,000 signatures on this petition, and we understand it's on our way to the studios now. So if you sign this, you did sign the wrong one, but we hope we have enough votes to counteract it. 66 degrees in San Francisco. It's 5 minutes after 6, and I'll be here until I can get a hold of Gary. I've been calling his Aunt Sally. He answered the phone when I called up there a few minutes ago, and he's not home. If I can get Bill Hawley to come in, or even maybe the Baron might come down, which I trying to do. But we'll see. And if Tom comes back tonight, it'll be after 8, because it's going to take at least that to count the votes. So just keep your fingers crossed. We'll let you know as it happens here. 66 degrees in town. You're on the Chris Edwards portion of a Tom Campbell show.
Presenting the Dodge Boys, the fever relievers.
You see a car that's really loaded, a price tag too good to be real. You know you'll never beat that bargain. You got a fever and you're ready to deal. You got Dodge fever. See the good guys, get yourself a real deal at last. For those good guys in the white hats, well, they relieve Dodge fever and fast.
Charger, a thoroughbred in the home stretch of the model year. A winner in engineering, style, and performance. Drive home at end of the year bargain on a Charger today, and you'll drive home a great deal.
Well, you got Dodge fever. See the good guys, get yourself a real deal at last. Well, those good guys in the white hats, well, they relieve Dodge fever and fast.
They're dealing at a feverish pace. The Dodge Boys.
Hey, Kemosabe, you asked for him, and KYA is going to come up with a super heavy lineup of shows and concerts. It starts this Friday as KYA's Gary Schaefer brings on the Jimi Hendrix Experience and the Vanilla Fudge at the Oakland Coliseum. That's just the start. Come on, keep it on 1260 for what's happening all the time. I'll say it happens around here. It sure has happened, hasn't it? Listeners react when they listen to KYA, both pro and con, and we observe all of them.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Baby, light my fire. Jose Feliciano, it's 9 minutes after six with Chris Edwards on KYA San Francisco.
Big boss man, can you hear me when I call?
Hey, if you think she sounds good, wait till you see her. Bobby Gentry, live in the South Shore Room at Harris Tahoe. Oh, yeah.
Just all this.
Don't miss the Bobby Gentry Show with special guest star George Shakiris, now at Harris Tahoe.
Reservations call 781-1771. At Harris Reno, enjoy Trina Lopez. Reno or Tahoe, the world's greatest entertainers, appear at Harris. I lose all my money there, too. Yes, it did. Here's the 1968 Bobby Gentry. Your name is Jeannie C. Riley at the Harper Valley PTA.
I want to tell you all a story about a Harper Valley widowed wife who had a teenage daughter who attended Harper Valley Junior High. Well, her daughter came home one afternoon and didn't even stop to play. And she said, Mama, got a note here from the Harper Valley PTA. Well, the note said, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there.
Jeannie C. Riley was last week's number one song. It's 13 after 6. This is Chris Edwards with Tom Campbell, who will be back if the votes go his way. And if they don't go his way, well, I just got word that we have a petition coming in with 7,452 votes. The petition won't be here, but a telegram verifying that petition will be at our KY studio shortly. It's being sent from around San Jose. 7,452 votes for Tom, which I hope offsets the petition with 5,000 signatures for Mrs. Anderson, which is on its way here also from somewhere down that way. 14 after 6 o'clock, KYA time.
Hello, sir. A little surprise for the little woman from the little flower shoppy around the little corner. We have a special today on roses, begonias, and nightshades.
No, I want that big vase of carnations there in the window.
Ah, yes. 24 of our most beautiful blooms. Just let me wrap them up.
Oh, no, don't bother. I'll eat them here.
Good gracious, sir. What is it you're doing?
Oh, well, I just couldn't face another one of my wife's bran muffin prune juice and hominy grit breakfast. So she says, if you don't like the way I cook, why don't you go out and have a carnation instant breakfast?
How do you like them?
They're a little dry.
Well, no wonder, sir. You're supposed to mix a carnation instant breakfast with milk.
What a colorful idea. Are there any other flavors?
Of course. Hollyhock, snapdragon, gladiola, cactus.
I think I'll stick with carnation.
Put the miracle additive in your day. THC. Take home carnation. Instant breakfast.
Start off your day with carnation instant breakfast. And shovel off your papa.
Hotcha.
San Francisco weather.
Scattered clouds with a low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow's high 70 to 85. It's 66 degrees in San Francisco right now. And Chris Edwards has got a gas of a song for you. It's called I'm Losing Sleep Over You, and it's sung by the one and only Gary Puckett.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew.
After 6 o'clock, KYA time with Chris Edwards in San Francisco.
Every man is a searcher. He's searching to find what makes him different. He wants to be numero uno. Idea in colognes for men. A collection of the four basic masculine scents. Find yours with a searcher kit, a jigger of each scent. Then get a full-size bottle of the numero uno cologne that makes it for you.
Yes, you better get some of that Claro numero uno, baby, or else somebody else is going to get it from you. Yeah. Somebody else is going to nail it down on you. It's 18 after 6 o'clock as we go to Hip City.
We
City, Part 2, Junior Walker of the All-Stars at 621 on KYA San Francisco. This is Chrissy, the counting the votes. Either it's going to be Tom Campbell or it's going to be somebody else. I don't know. 21 minutes after 6, and I think I know the way they're going to go, and I think you do too, and I hope it's that way. Thank you.
I want to tell you about my friend Lloyd and his notes. Written by hand with a Schaefer ballpoint pen, notes concerning his deep and abiding preoccupation with the occupation of producing the great American novelette. This novelette, begun in 63 in Sioux City, is about our friends and their mysterious doings. This great American novelette, called The Great American Novelette, was brought to New York City by Lloyd and his Uncle Terry in this handwritten version, all done up nice on 3x5 lined index cards. In the underground transportation grouping, both Lloyd and his Uncle Terry and the 3x5 lined index cards containing the notes for The Great American Novelette were declared missing.
This note has been brought to you by the Schaefer Pen Company, the company that brings you that terrific $1 ballpoint pen with the free 49-cent extra refill. Don't forget to write.
KYA does it better. If you hate me after what I say,
can't put it off any longer. I just gotta tell you, anyway.
Goldie Goody, old Dustin Gold. That's another Golden Gate Gray from the Tom. Well, is it the Tom Campbell? I guess it might be. He's sitting right here with
she's
me now.
Quite a few votes.
We're getting. She's getting votes.
Right.
Let me see that one card you just showed me.
On the front.
It's an airmail postcard, and it's got the red, white, and blue around it, and it says to Tom Campbell, KYA number one, Knob Hill Circle, and to the left is a stamp, and it says Claude on it, and the other side says Mrs. Anderson knows what she's talking about, and it's signed. Shall I read it?
Maybe just the last name.
Okay. Kelsey. Kelsey, photo printing, Capistrano Avenue, San Francisco. He's, Mr. Kelsey evidently agrees with Mr. Anderson, but we won't get anything started with him because we started too much. It's 25 after 6 o'clock. Whether Tom will be here or not depends on you counting the votes. We need help. We have quite a few people here counting the votes. Now we have them all over the steps, all over the lobby. You can even bring some in here, Tom, to count. If you have to take room, bring them into the studio. If you want to come on down, we'll be here probably a while tonight, counting votes. So come on down to our studios on the corner of Pine and Mason in San Francisco. If you can make it in, we'd really, really appreciate it. By the way, are you looking for bargains in your food budget?
Huh? Well, listen, right now you can save a dollar on Chicken Delight's Big Family Special Bucket. And here's how. There's a Chicken Delight coupon good for a dollar off the Family Special Bucket in every specially marked twin pack of Bell Brand potato chips and Bell Brand crinkle dip chips. Save the coupon in the Bell Brand package, and the next time you get a little hunger tantrum in your stomach, take the coupon to Chicken Delight. It's worth a dollar off the regular price of the Chicken Delight's 12-piece or larger Family Special Bucket. Any participating Chicken Delight will do this for you. The coupon's limited to pickup orders only through October the 5th. Check it out.
K-Y-A does it better.
I play that again because you didn't hear it the first time, worried so much about Tom, but when you hear that, you should call and I'm going to give you a present, okay? As Tom would like it, all right? Martha and the Vandellas, and I can't dance to the music you're playing. Bill Holly's going to be here after the news, and I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Babe, I want to tell you what's exactly on my mind. I won't stay at home another night while you're
degrees in the city at 6:30. This is San Francisco, KYA, Avco Broadcasting of California. Larry Brownell, KYA News. General Motors Corporation has asked owners of more than 300,000 1968 model cars and pickup trucks to return them to their dealers. GM says the vehicles need replacement of faulty throttle parts, which could cause them to speed out of control. The company announced all vehicles being recalled are equipped with 6 or 4-cylinder engines. About 1 dozen people have been evacuated from the Rainbow Woods Resort area north of Los Angeles because of a 2,000-acre brush fire that continues to rage out of control. Don Porter of the U.S. Forest Service gave KYA News this report moments ago.
In the fire area north of Los Angeles, north of San Fernando Valley and Angeles National Forest, that forest fire continues to burn out of control. 2,300 acres of valuable watershed land have been burned. More than 800 firefighters on the scene. The hot spot this afternoon is the northwest corner of the fire in Pacoima Canyon. This area west of Dillon Divide, firefighters are hoping to hold the fire on the south side of Little Dahunga Canyon fire. Right at the moment from the fire area, we see smoke going up to, possibly 15 or 20,000 feet from this northwest corner. There's been 3 minor injuries to firefighters. Again, 2,300 acres of valuable watershed land burned in Angeles National Forest in this Little Dahunga Canyon fire.
The San Bernardino County fire is virtually controlled after sweeping over 6,750 acres in 4 days. Spokesman says only a few blazes remain alive at this hour. However, nearly 500 men and 10 air tankers are fighting a brush and timber fire in eastern Mariposa and Madera counties, touched off earlier in the day by a Navy jet which crashed and burned about 12 miles southeast of Mariposa. The unidentified pilot of that A-4 Skyhawk bomber parachuted to safety. The fire has blackened more than 1,600 acres at last report. State Division of Forestry spokesman said diminishing winds tonight should aid in securing a fire line around the blaze. Firefighters are hoping for containment by early tomorrow, barring flare-ups in eastern Mariposa and Madera counties. Next on KYA News, the latest on the Oakland police shoot-up of the Black Panther headquarters.
Yesterday they took away my window. See things my way. Don't let them tell you what you can't do. Do your own thing. Do your own thing today.
How come whatever most of them don't like, we like most? Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tomacan. Shoes with big brass buckles and brass chains. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tom McCann for $8.99 to $10.99.
Do your own thing. Do your own thing today.
Free at all Tom McCann stores. Get your KYA book covers. Also find out about a special album offer. KYA book covers free at Tom McCann. Two white Oakland policemen were fired and jailed today after 24 bullets from a cruising black and white police car riddled the Oakland headquarters of the Black Panthers and a nearby restaurant. Police Chief Charles Gaines said the two officers, 28-year-old Richard Williams and 26-year-old Robert Farrell, were arrested and jailed on charges of assault with firearms on an inhabited dwelling or occupied building. It's a felony offense. Both the Panther headquarters and restaurant in a Negro neighborhood were empty because it was the middle of the night, but there were people in apartments above the two places. Chief Gaines said the discharged officers had been drinking. KYA reporter interviewed Huey Newton today in his jail cell about the shooting attack.
The police have threatened and harassed me for some 3 years now. So it's not a new thing. And each time I walked the street when I was outside of jail, I had to be very cautious because of the threats and the possibility of the police attempting to assassinate me.
State Assembly has voted 73-0 to adjourn the veto session of the legislature. The action came after Democrats failed in 6 key attempts to override Governor Reagan's vetoes. The governor told KYA reporters his views today on bailing the Bay Area Rapid Transit System out of bankruptcy through a special session of the legislature.
Originally, this was founded or was funded on bonds based on property tax. Now there is the controversy. Is this assessing on a broad basis a tax burden where some people will benefit over and above the general run of citizens, and yet all are paying alike? Is there enough charge for the actual service? Again, you come down to the situation with regard to tolls. Are you centering the tax on a particular group of people without regard to whether they are the only ones who will be benefiting from this? Is it a proper charge for a service?
Disappearance of $250,000 in Social Security checks intended for persons in the Sacramento area is being investigated by several federal agencies. The investigation is centered in San Francisco and Oakland. The checks were mailed from here. Feminine charm failed to sway a San Francisco judge at first, that is. KYA's Tony Tremaine reports from the Superior Court building.
A San Francisco judge and a lady are on friendly terms once again. Attorney Sonia Sandeman had held up a criminal trial for a half a day while a jury panel waited. A female attorney argued that she did not have to recognize the jurisdiction of Judge Karish's Superior Court. The judge promptly fined her $500 and gave her 10 days in jail. The female legal eagle put in about 5 days in the pokey before fellow attorney Terrence Hallinan paid her fine. Ms. Sandeman appeared in court again today and proceeded with the trial. Judge Karish complimented her on her efforts, then dismissed the remainder of her jail sentence. The judge and the attorney smiled at one another and bowed out of court.
President Johnson's again rejected calls for a complete bombing halt in North Vietnam. Addressing the American Legion's National Convention in New Orleans, he pledged there would be no surrender, as he put it, on the installment plan. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles today, Vice President Hubert Humphrey again pledged his support to LBJ on a bombing pause.
I have said that I support the cessation of the bombing of North Vietnam. When that cessation, if there is any expression of any restraint or reasonable response that would indicate that North Vietnam is serious about negotiations in Paris, that would lend itself, in other words, that this bombing halt would lend itself towards an end of this war. Now let's just face up to it. If North Vietnam wants an end to this war, and if we want one, a ceasefire will get it at once. And we're prepared for a ceasefire, including all the halting of all the bombing and all the violence across Vietnam.
Meanwhile, mud left 10 inches of rain from Typhoon Bess has curtailed the fighting in Saigon, but the Viet Cong's terrorism continues in that city. An explosion rattled Saigon today when U.S. Army bomb disposal experts detonated a package of explosives. And Arizona Democrats are choosing a man to oppose Barry Goldwater for the seat being vacated by Democratic Senator Carl Hayden of Arizona. In the Democratic contest are an aide to Hayden, Roy Elson, State Tax Commissioner Robert Kennedy, and State Corporation Commissioner Richard Herbert. Vote turnout in Arizona has been moderate. The polls close at 7 p.m. KY Time, 6:37. KY Sports and Weather next.
Today's Hams is the biggest beer news since the bottle opener. Hams takes an extra brewing step to smooth out the natural bitterness of the hops. What comes through is the smoothest beer you ever tasted. Hams, the smooth. Have you tried it yet?
Nothing beats the smooth of the Hams.
Tonight, find out how beer's really supposed to taste. Get Hams, the smooth.
K-Y-A Sports.
Don Wilson struck out 16 batters in hurling the Houston Astros to a 3-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in the first game of a doubleheader. Last time Wilson faced the Reds, he struck out 18. Billy Williams hit three homers, each with a runner aboard, in leading the Chicago Cubs to an 8-1 victory over the New York Mets. Ernie Banks also had a homer. Charlie Smith hit his first homer of the season in the ninth inning to give the New York Yankees a 2-1 victory over the Chicago White Sox in the opening of a doubleheader. The Cleveland Browns have placed all-time scoring leader Lou Groza on the waiver list, and the New Orleans Saints have released fullback Jimmy Taylor. Stan Smith and Bob Lutz have won the U.S. Open tennis doubles title, defeating Arthur Ashe and Andres Gimeno.
Since 1926, San Francisco's news power, Radio KYA.
KY's WeatherWire forecast, fair skies for the Bay Area. High today of 70 degrees in the city, low tonight of 55. Currently 75 in San Jose, 70 in Oakland, 66 in San Francisco. For KYA News, Larry Brownell. For KYA Music, Bill Holley. Some honey and some milk. Now she a hovering home.
taking me in, had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sad the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sigh, the snake. I saved you, cried that woman. And you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous. And now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman. Sip at a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake.
From KY and the Snake. Bill Holly in for Tom Campbell. Tom is still counting his votes, and we'll find out sooner or later whether or not he's going to be in tonight.
KY Music.
The band and the wait. It's 18 till 7 KYA time.
Caught me in the fall. He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you feed him when you can?
KYA time. Tom Campbell Show with Bill Holly in for Tom. Tom's out counting his votes and selling popcorn and everything out to all the kids down here counting the votes. If you're on your way down here to help Tom out, help him count the votes, I want to remind you, drive a little careful today, won't you? Peace Corps volunteers fight poverty in 59 developing nations because there is no peace in poverty. The Peace Corps job is tough but exciting. Take the Peace Corps placement test Saturday, September the 21st, the Federal Building, San Francisco.
A young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shining. A young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shining. Gentle care for shining hair, so natural and silky. A young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shining.
Hi, this is Lulu, and I love my hair since I started using Gentle Care Instant Hair Conditioner. It's fabulous. Makes your hair look alive again in just 1 minute. So remember,
a young girl's hair needs gentle care to keep it soft and shining.
Yes, I would say so. It's 13 before 7 o'clock, and Tom Campbell is on his way back in here again to give us a report of how the things are going down the hall. My goodness, that's a nice sound. It's 13 before 7 o'clock, Tom Campbell Show, and this is the crucial night. This is the night where it decides whether or not Tom stays with us or we give him the Von Boage party, which may be coming on in about 17 minutes from right now. We'll be finding out, and we'll get Tom back here in a couple of seconds to see what's happening down the hall.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear it now, I will say. Mother needs something today to calm her down. And though she's not really ill, there's a little yellow pill. She goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And it helps her on her way, gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these outside the door. Teach 'em for more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say they just don't appreciate the juke.
And Mama's Little Helper. It's 10 till 7 KYA time. Let's eavesdrop. Go down the hall. Our engineers have strung a very expensive microphone cord down the hall, and we're going to see if we can pick up the action and the noise down there. Tom?
Okay, we're here. Hey!
Did Humphrey win, huh?
We don't know. We want Tom! 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 We want Tom!
Thank you, everyone. Listen, I can hardly talk. I'm so nervous. There's more mail at the post office, we found out. We're going down to get it. And just one thing, no one has won yet because Mrs. Anderson has gotten quite a few votes. Only one thing that is of interest, that almost every vote that was for Mrs. Anderson has come from Oakland with the same handwriting. This isn't knocking Oakland. What? I have a feeling that she's pulling some kind of a gimmick because every letter that was against me so far has the same handwriting and the same postmark from Oakland. Let's find out what comes from the post office, okay?
Yay! Yeah. Thank you, Tom. For a nervous guy, you do pretty good there.
Here today, a man with his dragon mouth out of control has climbed to the tip-top of the Empire State Building. It might have been any of us, because we eat funny food, we smoke, and we drink, and the dragon grows. Tell me, General, how will you kill the dragon mouth?
Well, we'll bring in bombers to drop mints into Kong's mouth.
Kong?
Saul Kong!
Wait, General, a woman is yelling up at Kong.
Saul, silly! Come down! I got the Volk toothpaste! It'll kill the dragon and make your pearly white teeth pearly white again. So, please.
He's coming down.
Well, I'll be. He's coming down.
She's putting a large nurdle of Volk toothpaste onto a toothbrush and putting it into Saul's mouth. Well, General, the dragon is dead.
Ooh-wee.
Thanks to Volk, a dragon will never again make a monkey out of Saul Kong.
But the bombers are here with the mints.
Volk toothpaste. The Dragon Killer.
KYA weather.
Some scattered cloud in this night and morning. Otherwise, fair through tomorrow. The high tomorrow between 70 and 85. Tonight's low, 55 to 60. In San Francisco, 64. 1910, Food Gum Company at KYA, where the excitement mounts and mounts and mounts. Will Tom be here later?
Red light, you stop me. Baby, every night, you stop me.
10 Fruit Gum Company. 1-2-3 Red Light. It's 5 till 7 on the Tom Campbell Show with Bill Holly.
Now, for a limited time, you can get famous Firestone wide oval tires at the lowest prices ever. Choose white or red stripe styling. Save 60 cents listed in our current newspaper ad. Wide ovals for just $99, plus tax and trade-in tires from your car. At participating Firestone Safe Tire Center.
The Two of Us is a new movie. It's in favor of love, understanding, long hair, and the rights of two people to make a little whoopee. It's against violence, discrimination, all kinds of war, and some kinds of soup. Newsweek magazine calls The Two of Us a joyous comedy. It's running in your district, so see it. You may want to vote for it.
Now playing at the Music Hall Theater in San Francisco, Mason Williams, a classical guest on the Tom Campbell Show. This is the crucial night. Tom's out counting the votes with just many, many, many people down at the KYE studios tonight. We'll find out shortly whether Tom stays with KYE or goes to New York, Cucamonga, or some other related place. We'll find out. Is it Tom or Mrs. Anderson? Who gets the vote tonight? It's 1 minute till 7 o'clock.
Yesterday they took away my window. But I still see things my way. Don't let them tell you what you can't do. Do your own thing. Do your own thing. Today. How come whatever most of them don't like, we like most? Like brass on shoes. There's a store full of them at Tomacan. Shoes for you girls, with brass buckles, rings and things. Brass on shoes. If it's your thing, well, you can do it at Tomacan for $5.99. Do your own thing. Do your own thing.
at all Tom McCann stores. Get your KYA book covers and find out about a special album offer. KYA book covers free at Tom McCann.
Outgo Broadcasting of California.
KYA Radio 1260.
Sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was any late.
On KY's Tom Campbell Show tonight with Bill Holly, because Tom's out still counting them boat springs.
Hello, sir. A little surprise for the little woman from the little flower shoppy around the little corner. We have a special today on roses, begonias, and nightshades.
No, I want that big vase of carnations there in the window.
Ah, yes. 2 dozen of our most beautiful blooms. Just let me wrap them up.
Oh, no, bother. I'll eat them here.
Good gracious, sir, what is it you're doing?
Oh, well, I just couldn't face another one of my wife's bran muffin prune juice and hominy grit breakfast. So she says, if you don't like the way I cook, why don't you go out and have a carnation instant breakfast?
How do you like them?
They're a little dry.
Well, no wonder, sir. You're supposed to mix a carnation instant breakfast with milk.
What a colorful idea. Are there any other flavors?
Of course. Hollyhock, snapdragon, gladiola, cactus.
I think I'll stick with carnation.
Put the miracle additive in your day. THC, take-home carnation, instant breakfast.
Start off your day with carnation instant breakfast and jump along with
Bobo. Oh, that's lovely. Simon and Garfunkel and I Am a Rock. It's 5 after 7, KYE time.
Winter's day,
December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I built walls, a fortress deep and mighty. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Well, I've heard the word before. Slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. No pain, and an island never cries.
Simon and Garfunkel, and I am a rock. This is the Tom Campbell Show. Bill Holly's in for Tom because Tom, as you know, has refused to go on the radio until all the votes have been tabulated and we find out whether or not he gets the okay from all of his listeners. He gets that vote of confidence he's been asking for. He'll be back on as soon as the votes are being finished. And if he doesn't get the vote of confidence, then Tom will be finished. We'll see if we can get him back to the microphone outside in the hall in a couple of minutes and find out how the voting's coming along at this point. Give you three guesses.
This is a letter song to the editor. I took this letter song down with a Schaefer ballpoint pen. Dear Mr. Editor, I wrote, I'm writing you with a Schaefer ballpoint pen about my Aunt Louise and her desk of walnut wood with a 4.5-inch border of inlaid rosettes. This desk is where my Aunt Louise wrote her poems. It has now been declared a public desk to be seen by school kids for $2 a head as an inspiration for the writing of poems. Aunt Louise, who wrote all kinds of poems on this private desk of walnut wood with a 4.5-inch border of inlaid rosettes, would want this desk to be seen for free, if at all.
This letter song has been brought to you by the Schaefer Pen Company, the company that brings you that terrific $1 ballpoint pen with the free 49-cent extra refill. Don't forget to write.
I won't. Thank you, Arlo. Boy, a lot of people coming out of the studio. Tom's up front doing his little number, greeting everybody and kissing and hugging and saying thank you because he's hoping. That's what he's doing. We're going to be finding out from Tom what's happening downstairs in the voting. If you are on your way to the studio, either to deliver some more petitions or let's say, yes, stay, Tom, or get away from here, no matter what you're doing, no matter what side you're taking, if you're out in your car, you're driving down here, drive with extreme caution because you know what these hills are like in this town, huh?